let us again start. From the middle of the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, Bim Hishila Oy Hiskira Laini Yehudi, he lent or rent his behemoth to a goy. Vehisna imoy lahzira loy kaidem hashabbos, and he made up with him that he should return it before Shabbos. So according to the agreements that were made, there wouldn't have been any problems of shvisis behemte b'Shabbos, because the guy told him that he's going to return it before Shabbos. Ve'ikva b'Shabbos, and then later the guy held it in Shabbos. So now we have a problem. We have a problem that the Yid possesses a behemoth that is working in Shabbos. So the Mechaber says two eitzes that could be done in order to prevent him from being oiver anisa deraisa. Or yafkirenu beinoi lebein atzmoi koidem haShabbos. If he wants, he could be mafkirit beinoi lebein atzmoi. No one will know about it. Koidem haShabbos, before Shabbos. So the hefker helps that it's not his anymore. So the guy who works on Shabbos is not working with his behemoth. A yoima, or a second eitzah, is he should say behemti knuya lohaini yehudi, that he'll be makne, he'll give over the ownership of the behemoth to the goy. And what is he accomplishing with one of these two things? So by doing this, he was nitzel from an iser d'iraisa. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yafkirenu v'zehu davke b'diyevet. We see that's the lashon of the Mechaber, that he lent it and the guy told him he's going to return it, and then the guy is holding on to the behemoth. So what should he do? He made a condition with him that he should not work with it. But lechatchile also lahaskira al das shekshiyagia yoyim haShabbos shiv kereno. Lechatchile to rent it to the guy for the whole week for Shabbos, and he'll come erev Shabbos, he'll be mafkirit. Afilu im yefkireno bifnei shloisha. Afilu he'll be mafkirit in front of three people. Now the Mechaber was speaking about his mafkir beinoi lebein atzmai. Now the Mishnah Berurah says afilu he'll be mafkir bifnei shloisha, and there's a maila of hefkir bifnei shloisha. We'll see later soon that there's a zicha a maila in bifnei shloisha. But lechatchile to rely on this, it is not mutter. Why? She'ein hakol yoidim min hafker. That what he was mafker erev Shabbos, not everyone knows about the hafker. Va'osi lidei cheshodem she'yimru behemtoi she'Yisrael oisa meloche b'Shabbos. So that is why the Mechaber only spoke in the Evedikaifen, that he did whatever he could. He was under the impression he's going to get back the behemoth. So that's the best thing he can do under the circumstances. But this is only a din b'diyeved. Va'af b'mechire, the second eitze to sell it to the goy, ein heter. Elok shemoicha behemtei leini yehudi b'mechire gemure al kol Yemei HaShavua. That means if he would have sold the behemoth a whole week to the goy, it's the goy's for a week, so that would be muta lechatchila. I sold my behemoth for a week, you're working with your behemoth on Shabbos. But in this case, that he rented it for the whole week, and he's selling it to him for Shabbos, this is not alachatchila the case. Why? Mipnei chashod echena. Vayter achshad. Who knows? He rented the behemoth to the goy. That we do know, and now Erev Shabbos is going to sell it to the goy. That not too many people are aware of. So there is a chshad. This is the shita of the mechaba. V'habach mate lechatchila lahaskir ardas sheyafkireno b'fnei shloisha. The Bach says that a person is permitted. The whole b'diyevid is here if he's mafke b'nei lebein atzmai, but if he's mafke b'fnei shloisha, that means Erev Shabbos he calls three people and he tells them, I'm after my behemoth, the kivin, the shloisha, yoidim, mefarsim, emilse, v'loyovoy lidei chashod. So there won't be achshad. Ubishas hatchak efshe sheyesh lismoich al dvorov. V'tzashas hatchak, perhaps one can be soy mechan debach, besoy v'simin levoyrim yirtza Hashem. Now, okay, we'll elaborate that when we finish this Mishnah Berurah. The Beinoi Lebein Atzmai. So the Mechaber said he could be Mafkir, no one is there, he's Mafkir. What did he accomplish? Sha'oz Einoi Mitzuva Al Shvisosa. The minute he's mafkerit, it's not his behemoth, kiven shayne shaloi, shekvar yifkiro. Fine. So that is the eitzah b'diyevet, what the Mechaber said. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks a shayla. Va'af al gav, the hefke v'inon sheyil b'fnei shloisha. In Hilchis hefke, lechatchila, one should make a hefka when three people are standing there. What's the mile of three people? That you have two Edim who heard the hefka, and one person can be Zeichana. That means, so that shows that he really means what he said. It's finished. He says, I'm Afka, and then one person can take in. There's two Edim who heard the hefka, it's finished. That is an emes hefka midarabona. Minatayre, it's called the hefka also. So he says, "Avogav the hefka ba'ini shibef neishlish." Zeu midarabona. That's midarabona. You need this. Avo midereise. Afilu beinoi lebein atzmai sag. V'hocho. Shekvar hiskira. So here, since he was masked already, he didn't get into this situation on his own accord. He had made up with the guy should return it. Veikva. So here we could be makel kedeli notzel mi isura d'iraisa. Now I saw Rabbi Yankev and Emes Liakim says a moira d'kevot over here. This we'll see later. Rambam. He said the Mechaba held, if you're going to be mafke b'fnei shloisha, you're getting into hot water, because someone might decide to take it for himself. What? He was, what do you mean? certainly not on Shabbos. But he was mafkir before Shabbos. Listen, a guy can take it. We'll hear in a minute. A guy can take it. Someone else can take it. After, we'll see in a minute. It's a pacha to be mafkid. We'll see later the Ramah. But the Mechaba held it's a pacha to be mafkid. It's very scary. Now, if... So Rabbi Yankim says like this. If a mafkid b'fnei shloisha, I was yoytze, I'm not a mechal or Shabbos to Rabbonim. B'fnei shloisha is l'chatchil already, but it's a heter gombo. Then the Mechaba would say, be mafkid b'fnei shloisha, but I got news for you. When you're mafke b'fnei shloisha, you want yoytze midarabonim. Because the Mishnah Berurah said before, there's no koil, it's not mafusa. So by being mafke b'fnei shloisha, I'm not a tzaddik, this is not klat kosher. B'fnei shloisha is also not klat kosher. So it's not klat kosher because, no, I'm in a predicament. I rented it to him he told me he's going to bring it back before Shabbos. He didn't do it. I'm the predicament. So the Mechaba said, so listen, side by side, we have to take this into consideration. He's in a predicament. And if Philippi Mavke b'fnei shloisha, he also wasn't yoytze l'chatchila because there'll still be achsha. So let him be Mavke b'fnei atzmai already. Listen, he's an onus and he did his best and he was yoytze in the reise. That was the Mechaba, that's what Rabbi Yankim said. That's why the Mechaba said b'fnei b'fnei atzmai. So it's not Efke Midarabon, but Midarabon and Savisai, he's not a tzaddik. So let's take in the Hefsid into consideration. That was the Das of the Mechaba. That's why the Mechaba said, Beine Bifnei Atzmai. By basically not so many sure the rice. Va'ay in the base Yosef, she yesh poiskim she soivrem, the gam bekam av shehu diyevid, the in and daf get lost. No. We have to make a kaponim a proper hefke. Midarabonon, it's not a proper hefke. Even though legabi, the chilo Shabbos is still achshad, but you have to make a proper hefke. What's going to be? You have to have betoch. You have to make a proper effort. Valkei. So in Mechaber, he didn't pass him like that. In Mechaber, he said, you can be mafke b'ne lebein atzma. But in Beis Yosef, he says, other poskim hold, it should be mafke b'fnei shloisha. Valkei. Toiv lizoyer bozer lechatzilim yesh b'efshori. If it's in any way possible, it should be mafke b'fnei shloisha. Va'al kol upon him, but then he's Moisef and the Mechaba, Yizoyer lafkira b'fnei echad. If not Shloisha, but one person should stand there. The Rabbim migdoyle ha-poiskim soivim, the av di-e-raisa einai hefke ad she-yafkirim al-koponim b'fnei odom echad. There's other poiskim that hold that it's not a hefke afilu min ha-toyre. So at least this is what he should do. Now this hefke b'fnei echad, it could be a korev also. That means someone has to hear what, not to mumble underneath your breath, I was mafkeret. And here he brings down from the ksav seifa amur di kebir. Those that hold me the rice, it's not a hefke. Others hold me the rice, it's not a hefke. Because when a person says Beinei Leveinatzam, I mafke my Beinei, no one hears, no one knows about it, so I got news for you. He doesn't mean what he said. Because he said, there's no true commitment. If one person heard what he said, it's so. He said he was mafkin, so then there's sincerity in what he said. But if no one heard, so other poskim hold that a filu min ha'tayra tzad ha'efka. And the problem is, there's a moedike problem over here. The mechaber in choshen mishpat paskins that hefker beinoy bein atzmoy does not help. The mechaber is from these paskins la'aloche, like these poskim that hold that you need at least one person. So all the mefarshim jumped down the neck of the mechaber. So shem mishamayim. So why did the mechaber say here, if you yourself hold, the Ramah says in Choshen Mishpat, others hold Hefke helps Bein Ele Bein Atzmai. But the Mechaber himself paskins over there, it's not a Hefke period. And here, of all things, he says, Mavke Bein Ele Bein Atzmai. So the Tzav Sefer says, the Mechaber held as follows. Stamazay, a person is Mavke Bein Ele Bein Atzmai. Mahabothi doesn't mean it. There's no real commitment. There's no real sincerity. No one heard him. He said something. It's worthless. But over here, this person, there's a Issa Dereis over here. It's Shvises Behemtoi. So he knows it's either Gehenim or I should be sincere in what I'm saying. The Gehenim brings the sincerity. So here the Mechaber paskin that Afilu Beinayla Beinatzmai is good. But again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down there's different poskim who don't hold like this.
The same thing applies. I mean, not all of them, but the same
Chometz.
Applies. Chometz, the same thing. If you're like a buffer or whatever, the same thing would apply, really.
Yeah. I mean, there's zikha such a svara that there's sincerity. Where? Who was going to give it to? To the guy? That's the second Eitzah. One second. That's Oy Yoyma Behemti Knuya Laini Yehudi. Now, Ayin Bemogin Avon Shedatoi. Number one, that you're giving it away to the guy. Dafke Imoyma Loy Befonov. He has to go over to the guy. And he tells the guy, Behemti Knuya Loch, I'm makna my behemoth to you. Sha'oz miskaben aini Yehudi leknoisa v'niknis loy bamirzu kivin shehi birshusoy v'kanyelo chatzayloy. Now, we have to know when we are speaking about Mecca transferring ownership, you need a Maisa Kinyan. Without a Maisa Kinyan, it's worthless. So now we are talking that he's makna the behemoth to the guy. So number one, we have to know, that's the first thing that the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says a mouthful over here, which we will only touch the tip of the iceberg. The first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be in his chotzer. That means if the behemoth now is grazing in the Hefkedika place, he'll come over to the goy 20 minutes before Shabbos. I makne to you. That's worthless. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? There's no Maisa Kinyan. So number one, it has to be Bechatzeira. That's number one. Fine. And he's telling the guy, I want to be makna to you, and you should have kavana to be kinyan. I'm selling it to you. You should have kavana to be kinyan. Kivin shu bin shu soy v'kan yelo chatzeiloi. Now, number two, let us just mention a chiddush we see here from the Mishnah Berurah. There is the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Memches and Hilchas Mechiras Chometz in Sha'aretzin. He brings down an Emunah Shmuel. The Emunah Shmuel says that a goy does not have kinyan chotzer. Why? Because the Gemara says in Bob Metzia chotzer mitam shliches vein shliches la'akum. That's a Emunah Shmuel. So now when we're learning this Mishnah Berurah, we have to know no. This Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Mem Vav is saying, according to the Mogen, he's bringing down the Mogen Avram, that a goita said kinyan chotza. Samachloikis, Amun Nishmul is debatable. But Al Kaponim, we know from this Mishnah Berurah that a goy has kinyan chotza. Number one. Of the guy, and he's going over to the guy 20 minutes before Shabbos, and the guy says, you know, I'm supposed to return it anyway. So he says, listen, you didn't return it, I'm selling it to you, we'll see in a minute, and I want you to buy it. So if it's in his chotzer, and it's in his chotzer, so he's kind. Number one. Avol im oimer kein shaloi befono. But what if he's going to say this not in front of the guy? Loikono klal, heini yudi klal. If he was maknit shaloi bifnei hagoy, he's saying the guy should be koinit. The guy is unaware, then it won't help. Ha'orin number two. We have a klal in Hilchis Chotzer koine shaloi midato. The halacha is, if I have a chotzer and a dover hefke falls into my chotzer, I'm koine. I don't know anything. There's a klal in Hilchis Kinyan chotzer koine shaloi midato. The Mishneh Berurah is saying here, a chiddush, and there's a sharetzin in Hilchis Pesach that brings us down a machloikas apoiskim. That even though a goy has kinyan chotza, but the halacha of chotza kainu shaloi midatoi is not applicable by a goy. So that's what we see in this Mishnah Berurah. There's no flashing lights, but he's saying a mouthful. Number three. Vafila im zika loy al yedei Yisrael acher gam kein loy mahani. What'll be? He'll do a third thing. He'll go over to Ayid, and he'll go over to Yid, he'll tell the Yid, give me Yasuda, and I'll be makne the behemoth to you through Kinyan Chalipin. And you should be zeiche for the guy. And the guy doesn't have to know anything about it. And there's a klal, zochin la adam shalai befono. So this works only by a yid, because schiyah mitam shlichis, vein shlichis la'akum. So that's why this is also no eitzah. To go over to another yid, he should give him a suda, he should be mak, he should be zeiche for the guy. It doesn't help, because schiyah mitam shlichis. So this eitz is also no good. V'chein hiskim apri megodem mishari achroinim kemogin avrom. And Agavuch, the Mogen Avraham brings down that the Lashon should be behemti kenuya loch. You have to talk, you can't say behemti kenuya leho aini yehudi. It can't be third person. You have to go over to the goy, and the behemah has to be in the chotzen, and tell me, I want to be makna my behemah to you. Uposhit, dafilu ba'ayma, all these things. Behemti kenuya loch, be'inin sheila zeh gam kein psikas domen. We have to understand, he's not giving his behemoth to the guy for a matone. He's selling it. He's selling it to the guy. When you sell it to the guy, so we have to speak price, how much I'm selling it for. You could be kinder with chotzer, but if it's a mekach or memke, there's only sincerity if the price was mentioned. If I'm telling you I'm selling you something, he's going to say, I thought you're selling to me for a nickel. Gosh, there has to be a psikas domen. Afilu ba'isa, by to look me, she was a gam ke psikas domen. The lavochi ain't a mechira clown. So the second eitzah, so the Mechaber had two eitzahs in this predicament. Either be mafkerit, Beinei lebein atzmai, and the Mishnah Berurah says if you get three, then it's better, at least one yid. Or sell it to the guy, but here it has to be, to go over to the guy, tell the guy to be kind with the guy, say, Kavana to be kind with King Yechotze, and yeah, the needs of Psikis Domin.
The Mishnah Berurah says it does work.
Yeah, not like the Munna Shmuel and Hilchis Chod, Tov Memches. Yeah, because yeah, King Yechotze is the Maisa King, but he's selling it to him. He's not giving him a Matkonen. He's selling it to the guy. The Maisa King is Chotze, but he's selling it to the guy. The guy isn't giving him a penny, but he's selling it to the guy. So the Maisa King is Chotze, but there has to be an agreement for how much he's selling it to him.
He's still not going to put the money.
Okay, but Al Kaparim, the guy, there's an agreement. Good, you can sell it back to him. But it's sold. It's sold to the guy, and now the guy has to sell it back to the boy. The guy never gave him money. But Al Kaparim, there has to be a mechira in order to validate this kinyan. Kedei sheyi notza. So the mechaber says, rotza loyma. The Mechaber said, this, what I told you, this Eitzah, is Kedei Sheyinotzel Misura Dereise. Avalachatchila in Lisloich Lahaske Alda Sheyavkin Shegiyay Meshabes Oshekneyu Ozleini Yehudi Shehevkir Vahaknoein Mephusomim Vyeshkar Shashmarisayin Echenal Vahim Besoifasimin. So therefore the Mechaber says, I'm just telling you, if you're in a predicament, this is what you should do. Al Kaponim, you'll be nitzel from a Isser Dereise. Now there's a Remor. Kum to Remor. The Imroitze. Now the Remor said, the Mechaber said, Beinoi lebein atzmoi. The Mechaber was very careful how he should make the Hefker. We mentioned from Rav Yaakov, because the Mechaber did not want to tell him to be Mavke Bifnei Shloisha, because then it can be Mefusim, it's Hefker, and someone can take it for himself. So the Mechaber, taking everything in consideration, said, Mavke Beinoi lebein atzmoi. Hago, Dr. Ramon, no, there's no problem over here. If he wants, he can be mafke b'shloish ibn Yodom, kidin shar hefke. Fafilo hochi, he's nothing what to worry about. The Machaba was worried that it's very scary to be mafke b'shloish ibn Yodom. No! Tolochi ain shem odom yochel liskeis bo, de vadai ain kabanosoi rakidei lavkiyah me ol of Yisr Shabbos, period. Now we're going to see what the Ramah means. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. De vadai ain kabanosoi rotzoloima when he was mafkerit, he did not mean to be mafkerit forever. He was only mafkerit on Shabbos. He was mafkid for one reason. Why should it be hefke on Sunday? The whole reason he's mafkid is he should be nitzel from chilul Shabbos. So the hefke was only on Shabbos. Fine. Ula achera Shabbos yachzel shusoy. After Shabbos, so means it's a hefke. So we see from over here, Mordechai Yisod, you can make a hefke for one day. Today it's hefker. If no one was zeich in it, tomorrow automatically it's mine. If someone will be zeich in it today, it's bitter. But if no one was zeich in it today, tomorrow it's mine. Just one second. So now, Abel b'yoyim Shabbos gufe, b'vade you hefker gomo. Shabbos it's hefker. V'gam zeh mikri b'shem hefker, chdisa b'gmore, devil hefker liyem echad habi hefker. So he's mafkid on Shabbos. No, Bifnei Shloisha is already scary. Shloisha is people know about it. He was mafke. Main tzorich lochush shema yiske ba acher v'shabes kufa. Maybe someone will go and will be zeich at the behemah in Shabbos, and then it's goodbye, Charlie. He'll be kind of the behemah. The Mechaber was afraid of this. He told him to mafke beinoy lebeinoy, and the Rambam says no. He can be mafke with my shloish and make a hooded the kehefke. Why? Shebevadai heini Yehudi lo yanichenu kolz man shitachas yode lemelachtoy. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is a Rabbeinu Peretz, that means like this: the guy was supposed to return on Friday. Fine, that was the opmah. Like, he should return on Friday. He didn't return on Friday. He's working with the Shabbos. So someone will come over to this guy. Could you please give me the behemah? I want to be kind of the behemah. The guy said, "What are you talking about? I'm busy now. I'm working with the behemah." The guy, for all practical purposes, could be won't want to be kind of. There's another problem. The guy, Rabbi Yankov, said the guy is a gazlan because he had no right to use the behemah. So hefker won't help for the guy because he's mechuyim to he's a gazlan now. He's mechuyim to return the behemah. Afilu he'll be zeichem in a hefker, but he has to return it because he stole the behemah. He had no right to work with the behemah. So the guy, there's no problem. A yid might come over to him and say, "Let me make a ma'aseh kinyan in Shabbos." The guy will tell him, "Listen, I'm busy not working with it." So therefore, practically speaking, that's what the Ramah said. The Ramah said he can be mafkid b'fnei shloisha. He can make a mahudah divke hefke. Aye, there's heart palpitations. I'll be mafkid Shabbos. Don't worry about it. The guy won't let a yid be kainit. The guy himself also won't be kainit. And Sunday, so you made a mahudah divke hefke b'fnei shloisha. And don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. Now let's go further in the Ramah. Avol biyontif, b'davke b'shabbos. This whole problem of shvises behemtoi is davke b'shabbos. Avol biyontif ein odom mitzuve al shvises behemtoi biyontif. Period. Zavte mishne bure. Ein odom mitzuve. The shvises behemta yafine mimadach siv laman yenuach sheircha v'achmeirecha kamoicha v'aykro b'shabbos ksiv. So that's after b'shabbos. So aben yontif. So now let's talk in yontif. So yontif, I have a behemah. It's going to be yontif this week. I want to rent out the behemah to the goy. No problem. I can rent out my behemah to the goy. Yontif is Thursday, Friday. I want to rent it to him. He wants to rent it from Sunday to Friday. I can rent it to him from Sunday to Friday. The guy will work with it on Yontif. No problem. There's no mitzvah. Shvises Yontif. Shvises Behemtei on Yontif. That's what the Ramah says. But this he has to be careful. He can't only rent it to him on Yontif, because if he rents it to him on Yontif, that's Scha Yontif. Scha Yontif is also not allowed to take schiras just for Yontif. I'll rent it to him from Sunday till Friday. This is Das HaRimah. V'hine ha-marshal choylik al zeh. The marshal is choylik on the Rimah. V'datoy d'yontif v'shavim shabish shavim heim b'zeh. K'moi b'chol malachis. The marshal holds is an iser d'yereise of shvises b'emtei on yontif. V'ay b'mogen avrom sheherich b'zeh. U'meivi d'abei shoysev v'simin tov tzadikei hevideis arishoinim bozer u'mitzadik shom li'isar. The Beis Yosef is mitzadik not like this Ramah, and there's a mitzvah of shvises behemtei biyontif. Ba'al kein yesh lahachmer. Therefore, one should not be soymech on this Ramah, and don't rent it to a goy on yontif. Biyar gro gam kein herich bozer u'masik de'iker kedas Marshal Hanal. gam le kamon besimen tov tzadik hay sif gimel beforish agro ma shekosav shom b'shulchan aruch dey meitzin mas ala behemi biyontiv atam hu mitam shvises behemta. Yeah. Let us learn the next sif. Yisrael shehiskir shvorim le'eni Yehudi lachresh behem v'choyresh behem. A Yid rented shvorim tagoy to b'choyresh. So till now we were learning this problems of shvises behemtoy. Yesh matir. Now we're going to start saying different types of kulis. Yesh matir. Im kibol olav ha'eni Yehudi achrayis misi ugzeile ugneve v'yukra v'zule. It's mutter. So that means like this. Others say, I'm not selling it to the guy. I'm renting it to the guy. But I'm making up with the guy. If it's going to get lost, if it's going to die, if it's going to get stolen, if it's going, the market is going, now it's worth $1,000. If when you return it to me, it's worth $800, you have to give me $1,000. So the guy has complete responsibility on the behemoth for anything. That means you can't give it's your behemoth, nothing happened. No. You're responsible. I gave you a behemoth that's worth $1,000. You're responsible to give me back $1,000. If the behemoth is now worth $800, you have to give me that $200. So since the guy has complete responsibility on the behemoth, so other poskim, well, that's called it's the guy's behemoth. He has complete responsibility. So memele, it's mutter. No problem of shmiz. It's not called behem toy. It's called behemes ha'akum. It's a meridike chiddish. But that's a yesho imrim. V'yesho imrim, and others disagree. The kiv and shein ein Yehudi yochel lemochrim yirtze. It's his. He has all responsibilities. But if he wants to sell it, he can sell it. Nikras behemes Yisrael. V'ayin lemato besimen zeh. We have to look at the end of the simen. We'll see later. We are soymech on these days. We're soymech on all the kulis. We used to say, humbugs of kulis. We're soymech on this. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Im kibol olav. Na yedeze have a behemah k'moy sheleinu Yehudi. Umuta lachish bo b'shabes. Af al pi shemachzir be'en. Im lo yikro lo klum. He's going to give it back after Shabbos. The behemah is still worth $1,000. Nothing happened. He gave back the behemah. Become okay. Hashta b'shus ayeinu Yehudi koi legami. It's in his reshus since he has complete responsibility. Even the gambler yukra b'zula b'shus sayhi. That's what the first day holds. Vayin lamato haynu d'shnei yesh matirim akosav shom. This too, that's the end of the simen. The gamba goshe b'sev simen. Mulchach b'svira leik yedas amatirim v'ayim b'mashenichta yishom. So we'll see that there's a mocking to be makel like this day.
The question I had, I don't know if it's a good question.